Right. Oh, sign. First things first, let's get ready. Dangerous men at work. Well, man, actually. Been doing this job 60 years, man and boy. Girl and lady, whatever, anyway. Cones, I need some cones. Cones. Dum, 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 dum. La, 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 la. Would you like to help with some cones? That would be wonderful. Now, these cones are very little, and I think very little people could come and place them around for me. Are there any very little people who would like to have a go? Let's put my spade there. Hello, little person. Could you please? Yes, that's lovely. Thank you ever so much. Well, around here would be absolutely lovely. Thank you. You can help with the others if you'd like. As you're on your feet.
In a line?
No. Be creative. That is lovely. Oh, hello, little person. There, that's it. Oh, that's lovely. And would you like to do a final one? Thank you. That is wonderful. Right, now we're getting a bit safe. I've got the chief job of making the road nice and smooth from here to there. Been doing it so long now. Do you want to know the details of making a road? Oh, I love it. I just absolutely love it. The first layer is the most important. Do you know it needs to have a uniformity coefficient of less than 3? Now, that's not easy to get, as I'm sure you may know, or not. It is very difficult. So you have to be skilled. But as I say, 60 years, man and boy, I know how to do it. And then after that, we have a level of unbound granular material. It's unbound so it can ping all over the place. But when you've been doing it as long as I have, you know how to level it off. And on top of that, you've got layers of locked crushed rock, which does sound like it would be better off in a PIMS than on a road, but... And then finally, we've got the beautifully smooth surface mixed with mineral aggregates and bituminous binder. That's really good. But for now, we've got to clear the way. The excavator hasn't arrived yet, so it looks like it's just me and my spade. Actually, I think I'll just go and see if the excavator is coming. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll be back.
Bum, 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 sorry bum, about the, bum, bum, sorry bum, about bum, the delay bum, earlier. We were waiting for the workmen, as usual. Off to have a cup of tea, I think. A little bit later in the service, we'll be learning about somebody else who was working really hard, but not digging roads, that we're going to be studying this morning. So, Simone, if you'd like to just read that again.
We tell people about Jesus, teaching them with God's wisdom to help them become fully mature in Christ. I work really, really hard to make this happen, but the energy to do it comes from Jesus. I want you to know how hard I am working for you and for many people that I have never met. My goal is that they may be encouraged in their hearts and united in love. Then they will have the best kind of understanding and know God's special secret, Jesus, who really is everything worth knowing.
Heavenly Father, through the Bible, you show us the plans you have for us in Christ, Jesus Christ. By your Holy Spirit, help us understand the Bible and obey your teaching in our lives. To your honour and honour. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, well, before we start thinking about that Bible reading, I just need to get something for the children and young people. Jessica, I wonder if you could just hand those out to anyone who would like to, with a pen. Is that all right? To the children, so they can add that to their file of things that they're doing in Colossians, because that's the letter we're looking at the moment in church. We're looking at Colossians, and well, this morning we're thinking about people who work really hard. Here we go. And we're thinking about Paul today. Paul is the person who wrote the letter of Colossians. And I don't know what you think of when you think of someone like Paul the Apostle from the Bible. Perhaps you think of him as someone who had, you know, quite a contemplative kind of a life, just thinking about things, thinking about God, high and lofty thoughts. Well, this morning we discover that Paul was someone who worked really hard. Perhaps we should think of Paul a bit more like this. A bit more like a workman. A bit more like the workman we had here just now, who was going to have to do that road without, what did she call it? The excavator, with all those layers she was going to put in. So Paul said in his letter there, didn't he, that he works really, really hard. Let's just turn to that reading. He said he works really, really hard. Now, in the Bible, if you've got the green Bibles open on page 1118, you don't have to. He uses words like struggling. He is struggling. He says that twice. And then he says, he uses the word to labor at something. That's really hard graft, isn't it? So maybe that's how we should think of the Apostle Paul, working really hard. What was he doing again? What was Paul working hard on or for? What was it? What was the goal of what Paul was doing? I don't know if you saw it in the reading. He said his goal, right at the end of the first page, if you've got it here, is that people will know Jesus. That's his goal, that people will know Jesus and have Jesus as their special friend. Know Jesus Christ. That is Paul's goal, that people will know Jesus. What's that? Box of treasure, isn't it? A treasure chest. Well, knowing Jesus is like opening a box of wonderful treasure, because we translated it in our paraphrase here, that Jesus really is everything worth knowing. He's everything worth knowing. The Green Bibles say, in Jesus are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So that's why Paul wanted people to know Jesus, because when you know Jesus, it's like opening a box of wonderful treasure, and you just discover so many wonderful things in him that God's given for us. So that was the first aim of Paul's work, to help people know Jesus. I like that picture. Those kids know Jesus, don't they, as their friend. But he had another purpose, to help people become mature as followers of Jesus. It said that in our first line. We tell people about Jesus, teaching them God's wisdom, to help them become fully mature in Christ. Okay? So to help people become mature as followers of Jesus. It's a little baby. There's a baby. That's a person. That's a person, isn't it? But we don't expect that little person to stay little like that. We want little people to turn into big people. To become fully mature, to be grown up. And that's kind of what Paul's saying, or this is telling us. Paul wants people to grow up as Christians, not to remain little baby Christians, but to really know what it means to follow Jesus and to develop in their Christian life and to show more of the characteristics of being a grown-up follower of Jesus. So there we go. Those are the two things that Paul seems to be working for. Not making a road, but he's working really hard so that people will know Jesus for themselves and grow up to maturity as Christians. God's got a wonderful project he's working on. He's got good plans for us. He's got really good plans. Really good plans. Things he wants to see happen. You know, you might think of, I don't know what you think about the Orwell Bridge crossings. The new bridges. What are we calling them? Are they called the Orwell crossings?
Yeah. Orwell.
Bit controversial, aren't they? But it's a big, big project, and it's meant to be for the good of the town, isn't it? The traffic. Well, God's got this big project he's working on, and it's really good for us. But it takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of hard work if we're going to see it happen. It's not just going to happen like that. It takes some people, like the Apostle Paul, to really go for it, to really work hard. And we're going to be thinking about that in just a moment. We're going to be thinking about what it means to be a hard worker for Jesus. But now we're going to stand, I think, and we're going to sing. So if the musicians want to come forward, we're going to sing our next song. And we can maybe thank God for the hard workers who've worked hard for us. So if you'd like to stand, and I can see the tambourines here. So if there are any children who want to shake a tambourine or a shaker, or grown-ups, someone shake a shaker. It'd be great.
Bad news, I'm afraid. Excavator's got a flat tire. Would you believe it? So, that's good work for the excavator driver, because he can have a cup of tea. But it means that I've got to do more work. It is tiring, in the rain, in the sun. But you know what I've discovered over the years? The more I work, the stronger I get. That's weird, isn't it? And I've noticed these bumps growing on my arm. Someone tells me they're muscles, but I don't know. But it's really weird. I do sort of get stronger the more I do it. You wouldn't have thought so at all. But you do need to have the right tools. If you haven't got an excavator, this is a pretty good one to have. Do you want to feel the weight of that? Oh, yeah, now you've got a spade. Come on. Now, this is loads of fun. But I'm not really allowed to give it to many people to play with. So I'll just hold on to it. But you do need to have the right tools. And I just follow the master's instructions, you know. I don't understand bit by bit by bit. But I know that at the end, it all works out all right. How do I know that? Well, I've been doing this, did I tell you, 60 years, man and boy. And because I've been doing it so long, I just know. I know that he's going to come through. And that road we build will be for his purposes. It will be long. It will be straight. It will be ideal. So, going to go and sharpen up the old tools. I'll be back.
Very good. So we've thought about God's big purposes and plans. And maybe if you're visiting and you're thinking, what's church all about again? Well, we know what the point of church is, don't we? The point is to get to know Jesus and then to become mature, grown up as his followers. And if you're thinking, you may be here as a visitor and you're thinking, could this be a kind of church I want to belong to? Well, that's the point. That's the purpose of this church. That's what we want to help people to do, to meet and know Jesus and then to go on and to become mature as his followers. But now we're just going to think a little bit about the kind of tools you need then if you're going to go about that kind of work, because we just looked at some of the tools that our work woman had back there. It wasn't an excavator. She had a spade, my spade, almost unused, and a pick, didn't she? So let's just have a look. The tools for the job. The tools for the job. Well, what were Paul's tools for the job? Did you see that in the reading? He talked about, or maybe it wasn't in the reading. Did we start before that? He talked about teaching people with God's wisdom to help them become fully mature. And if someone's got to open on chapter 1, verse 28, I've caught you all out. Hilary Smith's got it open. What does verse 26 say, Hilary?
26.
Yeah.
26.
No, verse 25. That's it.
25. I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness.
That's right. So Paul's commission from the Lord was to present the word of God in its fullness. So he was telling people words that tell the truth about Jesus. His tool was his message. His message. Why the message? Why the message? Well, the message has a particular effect on us as we hear it. These words, these true words about Jesus, have a great effect on us. It says they encourage us in our hearts, unite us in love, and speak to our understanding, speak to our minds, so we understand all the things God's done for us in Jesus. So that's why Paul used true words about Jesus. And he had been chosen specially for that job. The Apostle Paul was called to be a servant of the gospel by Jesus. Not everyone who opens their mouth is going to know just whatever to say about him. But Paul was chosen and given the right message to speak about Jesus. How can we tell if someone who's going to speak to us about Jesus is telling us the truth about him? How can we know that? Well, we can know it by whether they're following what Paul himself said. Are they sticking to his message? And his message is found in the Bible. So that can become our tool. That's our tool for helping people to get to know Jesus and then to become mature in faith. So when you are looking at a church to belong to, or you're thinking about how can I know if this person's telling me the truth, you can look at, are they using the Bible? Do they want to understand God's message? Is that the tool that's being used? Is it being handled well? Is it being taught well? So those are the tools for the job that we want to use. That's the tool that's going to help us know Jesus, know all the treasures and become grown up in him. But let's just think as well about what keeps one of these workers going, someone who's working for God's purposes. What gives this kind of workman strength to keep going? What does he have on his break? Probably has a bar of chocolate, or he pops down for a bacon and egg McMuffin from McDonald's. And I guess the Apostle Paul probably enjoyed that kind of thing too in his work, don't you reckon? He was probably partial to the odd Mars bar and snack. But he had another source of strength. I don't know if you noticed that in our reading. There was another source of strength. Paul said, I work really, really hard to make this happen, to help people know Jesus and to become mature. But the energy to do it comes from God. I think it says in the Green Bibles, working with all the energy that Christ gives me. What's this energy that Jesus gives? What's this great... Yeah, I think it is love, actually. What's this great energy that comes from? I think it is love for people. Do you remember in Jesus' own ministry, what was it that really kind of got him going, even when he was really tired? It was that he just loved sharing what he knew of the Father with people. He loved helping them, rebuilding their lives. That was what filled him with energy, gave him a boost. And I think that's the strength that God gives those who are engaged in his work. He helps them love people, it's a supernatural thing. It comes from above. It comes from God. He gives us that desire, that strength to go on working and serving. And I wonder today, is that a strength that you've experienced? Have you ever stepped out, given up your time, got involved with God's work in some way? Have you found him, God, giving you that sort of love for other people where you want to give up your time, you want to get involved, you want to serve in some way? If you felt that strength, I can tell you, is something that Jesus has given to you. That's a heavenly strengthening you've got. But there are people who've never really had that sense. They've never really put themselves in a position to even know what that strength is like, because they'd really rather not get involved. They'd rather sort of hold back and stand on the sidelines and perhaps watch from the side. So that's something to think about. Has God given you that strength? Because he will, if you want to be part of his work. Oh, I see our workman's back, actually. Here she comes.
All ready, raring to go. I checked with the excavator. Their own problems with the tyre. They can't find a puncture kit big enough. So it's just going to have to be me and the tools. But you know what? Big road like this, doing it all myself. Now, when I was a boy, 60 years I've been at this, man and boy. Oh, I have told you. Oh, sorry. I forget. It's because I've been doing it for 60 years and I just can't remember everything now. I didn't know how to start. Had some wonderful teachers, though. And I'm now in the position that I'm able to teach other people. And I think that's great. So, this isn't just about me. It's about everyone. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get some picks and some spades for all of us to have a go. And we're going to clear this ready for when the excavator comes, he can just take off the rest of the debris and then we can go. Does that sound all right for you? Is everyone up for that? Ah, I told you I love my job. And soon you'll be able to say, I've been doing this job 60 years, man and boy. Good work. Great stuff.
So last little bit then of our thinking about this Bible passage. And now we're thinking about how much more we can do when we work together. That's what our construction worker was saying, like, yeah, actually, things go quicker if others get involved. We can achieve more. Just think how much more can be done in terms of helping people get to know Jesus, presenting that good news word about him, bringing them to maturity when there's lots of people working on it together. Regular church members, we need to roll up our sleeves, don't we? And get stuck in. There are ways of working together on this. It's going to go quicker. Lots more people are going to get to know Jesus and grow to maturity in him, aren't they? Perhaps you aren't used to handling the tools. Perhaps you aren't, you've never handled the Bible. That's our main tool, as we saw, for this work. And you're thinking, I don't really have the confidence to do the kind of teaching and sharing. But there are lots of other ways you can get involved and help out. There's things like at the 3-2-1 course you can help out. You can just be someone there welcoming people. You could be serving refreshments. Perhaps at Kids Rock on a Wednesday afternoon with the children, you could prepare a meal. You could just be alongside to help out with a craft or an activity. We've got a new group called Lamb Started, which Emma and Danielle are leading. They're doing the kind of handling the Bible bit and presenting the word that does this wonderful work in us. But they need other people just to be along, to make some refreshments, to help out so that we can do this work. But do you know what? We could always train people, couldn't we? Some of those tools I wouldn't feel comfortable using, those two at the bottom. Is that a circular saw or what's that called? driving one of those cement mixers. I'm not sure I could do that. But someone could teach me, and that's how it is in church. Not everyone knows how to handle the Bible and do a talk and pitch things. But we can teach you. Perhaps you've been in part of church for a long time. Perhaps you're quite new to church and you think, I'm going to be here for a while. Why don't I get a basic handle on how to use the tools that we use in church? Perhaps some of us could do that. If that's what you'd like, come and speak to me and we can work on that. We can think of ways that give you an opportunity to start handling the tools of the church and getting involved with the work a bit more. That's where I want to end this morning. Just on this encouragement. Let's all work hard together for this, because like Paul, he had friends working with him. He says that at the beginning. He says he's got his friend Timothy working with him. Well, he was always looking for people to work alongside, to multiply the work. And if we can work hard together here, think what we can do. People can get to know Jesus, can discover what a treasure he is, and they can grow up to be mature Christians.